special internal guest speaker. And also today there's some people serving in new positions that it's their first time. And I just want to say how much I appreciate everyone who serves. It takes us all, right? It takes a whole, it takes a city to bring the kingdom of God in. So right now, Tyler Young is going to be sharing with us this morning. Come on, Tyler.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, guys. So I'm here today again. Congratulations. No, I was kidding. So I'm here again. I don't know about everyone else. During this time of season is the funnest time with the kids and families and whatnot. But it's busy. Like, I don't know how y'all are hanging in there. I'm barely here today. But had a super busy week. Had a lot of fun, though. Got to be around individuals I normally don't get to be around, and just having fun talking about old stories, you know. And so just so grateful to have this time. As Pastor Allen was talking about new people serving, it was so nice having people assist. We had people at the doors helping us, passing baskets, and it does take a lot to do this, you know. We lose Jen wasn't feeling good, and she's gone. So then we had to adjust worship and kids, you know, at last second. So I was actually praying about this. Now is a great time to serve and help. We have plenty of openings, you know. Right now I see all these job openings, and, like, everyone's hiring, it feels like. And so that's kind of the way we are. We are... Anybody who wants to serve, come up and ask us, okay? So a couple weeks ago, I taught on Jehu this story. And the reason why I chose this story, I really feel like it's kind of opens up. It shows us how we can step into who we're called to be and how we pursue it. And so in the process of it. And so just a quick recap. I think that was 2 weeks ago. Well, maybe three now. I don't know. My weeks get muddled because I work every third Sunday. And so, like, I'm like, oh, it's 2 weeks ago when I was here. It was actually three. So I taught on it, and I taught the first 13 verses, right? And so went over kind of, I guess I'll give a quick backstory of it. But he was a commander in the army. He was amongst other commanders in a city. And as he's sitting there, a prophet sends somebody to give him a word that he's supposed to be king. And so he gets sent to this place. He gets this word. And as he gets this word, he comes out and his friends ask us, hey, what did he tell you? And he goes, oh, don't worry about it. And then he goes, no, what did he say? And he said, well, he told me I was supposed to. He cut it down, way down, right? And I think, you know, I catch myself sometimes. If someone says something nice about me, it could be like two paragraphs long. They give me this awesome word. And then my wife comes up and goes, what'd they say? I'm like, well, they said I was pretty cool. You know, like that's it. I cut it way down. But so Jehu did that. He's like, yeah, he said I was supposed to be king, man. And immediately his friends came up and said, you're called to be king. They blew the trumpets and they put their robes under him to signify that, right? Them coming under him. And so, as I was reading this, I realized there's really three aspects to this story that I think release us into who we're called to be, right? I think one, and I covered two of them, and the third one's going to be today. I think one, and I'm just recapping, but one is that we get a word, God tells us what we're supposed to do, or someone shares a prophetic word, or even sometimes I had recently to where I saw something on TV. And I just felt like God said, hey, man, you could do that, you know. Or like I'm talking to someone at work and they bring up something that they're learning or educating themselves on. And I feel like God says, hey, you need to do that, you know, just real subtle. And so first thing, he got a word. Second thing, what happened is he got confirmation about that, right? He came out, he wasn't sure, you know, being told, hey, you're going to be a king. Especially during that time, it'd be like someone coming up and going, Tyler, you're the president. I'm like, whoa, hey, now there's a whole process here. And no, thank you. so they come up to him and say that to him, right? And so he's sitting there. He comes out and he tells his friends, and his friends go, "No, that's true. That's right on. That's accurate." And that, and we see that in with us too, right? You know, I feel like I'm supposed to. Years ago, I felt like I was supposed to help with the youth, and so really feel God drawing me to the youth group. Really feel God pushing me there. I'm getting words and whatnot, and then passed around the pastors and the leaders of the youth really just supported me in that. And I know for a fact I wouldn't be where I'm at today without those leaders, because they didn't just encourage me, but they taught me things. They surrounded me. And so I think that's a key aspect, not just having a word, but having people around you that are going to encourage you to something that God's called you to be, right? I think we've all been a part of, we feel like we're supposed to do this. And I really want to key in on one thing, though. There's a difference between a friend like me going, "Hey, what do you think about this?" and the friend praying about it and bringing up different facts and, like, you know, having a conversation, being a true friend. But there's times when we have something called and we're meant to be pushed towards it, right? And so I know that there's been in times in my life where I feel called to something. And if you're around people that don't have the same mindset, that don't have the mindset that of God, that we're called to empower people that have a relationship with God, we're called to love people well, we're called to encourage people into their callings and destinies. If you surround yourself with, like, negativity, then you're going to get that, right? They're going to see the negative aspect. "Well, Tyler, you know, you feel called to teach youth, but, you know, you got to do all these years of this. You have to really drop everything. You have to quit your job. You got to," and they give you all these facts, and then you get around people who encourage you to your callings and destinies, and they go, "No, actually, if you're called to this, I want to help you in this," right? And I feel like that's what happened here in this story. Is he got that word that he's supposed to be king, and immediately the atmosphere he was around was one that they saw what he was called to be. And I think that's amazing, is being able to see just as much what other people are called to be as what you're called to be, right? And I remember a story of a pastor. He said he kept prophetic words on all his friends. Whenever they got a prophetic word, he'd keep it. And then that way, if something happened in their life, or if something happened to where they were acting abnormal, he would always just subtly bring them back to the word that God spoke over you, the what you're called to be, you know, like me. And Shelby isn't here today, my wife, but she does it too. So sometimes I'll get overwhelmed and with work and life, and then she'll be like, "You know, you're being a little negative right now." I'm like, "You're 100% right." Like, she nailed me a couple weeks ago. I'm like, I have been negative. I had to completely change my attitude and get back with those words that God's called me to bring life and to love people and stuff like that, right? And so that's what happens here. And so Jehu gets that word from God. He brings it in. He gets with his friends in this close community, and they encourage him and build him up. And that's kind of where we're going to pick up again. And so from there, it's going to be 2 Kings 9:14. They immediately start making a plan. He starts talking about they're going after Jerome, right? The king. I hit a wrong button. I hate that. Still learning this. But they're going after King Jerome, right? And he's in the city recovering from some wounds. And they start making a game plan. Like, immediately. It doesn't show anything else outside of they encourage him. They put their jackets under him. And immediately they start making a plan. And they go after this, right? And so what I find in this is that he steps into action, right? He starts going after this, and they get in their chariots, and they drive to the city where this guy's at, and they can see him from a far distance away, and they said, "Hey, we see some troops coming up," and he goes, "Well, let's send somebody out." The king says, "Send someone out and see what's going on," so they send him out, and I'm going to adjust it again for Tyler translation. He comes up and goes, "Hey, what are y'all doing?" And they go, "Hey, man, you know, there's no peace here. You can get behind us." And so the rider joins their group, right? And so he does it again. Like, they go, "Oh, man, he's not coming back to tell us what happened. the king's like, oh, send another one. And so he sends another one. And same thing happens. And at a certain point, the person who's watching this group get closer and closer goes, man, you know, the way this guy's riding, it seems like it's Jehu because he's riding like a madman. He's riding with just this fury. And he gets there and kind of after a period of time, you know, he kills that king and he conquers and he fulfills the prophecy, right? And so as I'm reading this, God's really speaking on to me. He said at first he got the word. Second, he got confirmation from others. And then the third thing that he did was he put that into action, right? He took what God had spoke, believed that God had spoke it for the time, and he started walking that out, right? He immediately started making a plan of how to do it with his friends. They jumped in the chariots. And so something big to me is that we take what God spoke into us and we get it to that next place. God was speaking to me actually about, kind of a story that's in reference to this. My sister came to me and said, hey, you want to run a half marathon? And I'm like, man, I've ran twice this year. like I like working out, but running, like, it's fun, but it's not something I'm like, let's go run, you know? And so, but I felt like God told me to do it with her. You know, I don't get to do much with her anymore. So I said, yeah, I'll sign up. Half marathon is 13 miles. If anybody's questioning, that's a lot. That's a lot. And so what they have is they have these plans. When you sign up for it, they give you a plan of how to get to that point. And so Shelby and my father-in-law also signed up for it. And they're following the plan. They're working on it. And I'm like, man, I don't even know where I'm at. I'm just going to go out and run. And I was like, I'm going to run as far as I can at a certain pace I wanted. And I did it. I got to 7 miles, and I thought, oh, that wasn't that bad. A week later of me walking around like this with tight legs and feel like I need to go to the doctor, I realized, you know what, putting that plan, I think I'm going to follow this plan, right? I think I went off my plan, and I almost died. So something God was talking to me about it is there's a process in that, right? So with this half marathon, at first I had to buy the ticket and I got confirmation of getting the ticket, right? And they gave me this plan. And the plan, I had it in front of my eyes. I had everything set up for it. But at the end of the day, I did not put the plan into action, right? Like I was like, I'm just going out and running. And I paid for it, man. When I say, like, my legs, like, I could barely sit down for, like, a week. I really could. The most I ever ran is 6 miles, and that was about 4 years ago. So that was, when I say this was a mistake, it was a mistake. But God started talking to me about, it's, you know, we get these words. We get people around us encouraging us, pushing us towards this. And then he wants to sit down with us and make a plan. He wants to sit down with us and walk us through this, right? If you're called to serve in the children and you feel like God's giving you this word and you go up to the children's leaders and say, hey, I feel like God's called me to this, they can get you on the track of getting to that place, right? And so one is the plan. They had to sit down and make that plan. But then also just as much a part of the plan is the follow through, right? Jehu made a plan. And if you ask people in my life, I love getting plans. I'm riled up. And then the process of the details, sometimes I lose. Like I love in the heat of the moment having to make quick decisions. But like the follow through of it, if it's a long process, it's something I really had to focus on. And so what I really felt like God was calling us is that he's given us plans over these words or callings, and it's been confirmed, and now it's time to take a step. I love thinking about stepping into new things, especially as the new year comes. I feel like it's the perfect time to like take a moment, sit down with God and figure out the direction for the year. And so always just, I'm passionate about that. I don't want to waste time because like I said, like I want to keep moving. My mind's always I want to be ahead of where I was yesterday. And so how do I get there? I want to sit down with God and get a vision for the year. And so as I'm sitting there, I feel like God's calling us to this place of just following Him in this, right? He's calling us to this action. He wants us to sit down and figure out where we're going or hear what He has to say, and then He wants to see us move. Because like I've said before, I think here, is you can have the best plan, best everything. You can have everything perfect, the best equipment, but if you do not actually take a step in that direction, it doesn't really matter, right? Because if you don't put whatever you have to action, you won't see the outcome. See it so much, especially at work lately. We've got some guys that are trying to get in shape, and I just keep telling these guys, they'll buy like brand new shoes and they'll be getting all these supplements. And I'm like, that's awesome. But if you aren't out there actually doing the work, it doesn't matter, right? You could take the best of the best, but it doesn't matter until you apply. What you could watch all the YouTube videos of how to do this workout more efficiently. But if you do not take that and apply it, and if it's not applicable to your life, then it doesn't matter, right? And so what I really want us to be is I want us to take what God's spoken to us. We've been called to release into the city power and destiny and to heal the sick and prophesy over people. And we're called to expand this place. And so what I want in my life is I want to take those steps to get there. And I think the biggest thing to me is that I believe in the people around me so much. Like, actually, a few years ago, probably 5 years ago, the youth team had to come to me because I was telling people that they were called to do great things and all this stuff. And they said it was to the point where it was overwhelming for some people. Because I know that every single person in here is called to make a difference where they're at, right? They're called to have impact in the people around them. Like, people are to be better because we're around them, right? And so how do we get there? It's through relationship with God. It's through walking this out and daily going, God, what does it look like for today? What does it look like? Had it happen yesterday? Something came up at work, and it's very frustrating. A situation very frustrating to me. And I felt myself starting to get to that place of extreme negativity, right? Then I remembered what Shelby told me about, hey, you've been really negative lately. I'm like, oh, man. So I caught myself, and God said, hey, man, just go over here. And so I went over and listened to some music and talked to him and just spent time with him, completely changed my attitude, had a great day. And that was so simple. That was so simple, but it changed the outlook of the whole day. And I got to talk to people. I got to interact with people in not a negative way. I got to encourage this new young guy I have. I got to encourage him, right? And so I really feel like that's where we're going, is that God wants us to take. I feel like really all of us are maybe even at different points in this, right? Some of y'all just need direction, a word of where we're going. Some of y'all need just somebody to come in and go, you're right, you can do this, encourage you. And then some of us just need to sit with God and figure a plan. And sit with God and see, hey, what does this look like over my life? How do I get here? There's some things that I feel like I'm called to in my life that seem so far off. They seem so far off. I can't understand how to get there, right? But I know that God has called me to that place, and so I trust His process. I trust when He speaks to me to do this, or when He brings up different things, I know that He's speaking to me. And so, and in other areas of my life, I just have to take that step, right? You speak to any business people who have built a business, or I listen to a lot of podcasts about people, and a lot of times there's decisions that just need action, right? They say sometimes I can't remember who taught it, I listened to a neuroscientist, and he said, whenever you feel that anxiety before some decision, or it's because your body's telling you there action is needed. You just need to move. You need to make a decision. And so I really feel like that's maybe someplace we're at, some of us. I know there's areas, even I'm in multiple different areas in my life. There's some areas that I need to actually take a moment and sit and plan with God. And there's other moments that I need to take that step and trust Him. And then there's other areas in my life I need to hear a word, right? And so I really feel like that's kind of where we're at in this story, that's where we're at as even a church, is there's some of us that just need to take that, in which I'm so encouraged by the people who came early. Like, we keep saying that, but I think that we just don't understand how big of a deal that is. People took a couple hours out of their morning to come early, to open doors, make coffee, to greet people. That means the world. Somebody said we just like tripled our usher team. You know, like it's small, but it's so powerful, right? And so encouraging. And I really feel like it's important because, like I keep saying it, but y'all have a part to play, right? I look around and I see, you know, in my job, I see so just broken people all over the place, broken families, kids raising themselves. And I think they need me, or they need people from our church. They need to see God, right? They need to encounter God. They need a word. They need to be loved. And so, as you know, I always watch Disney movies, but I was watching this Disney movie, Lion King, and there's a part where Simba gets a word, and it was basically, and I'm going to make it like, I saw it through how God spoke to me, so I'm going to translate again, but basically he got a word from his dad, and his dad said, "You're more than what you became, and you're called to be a king." And so immediately he took off running towards where he was called to be king over, right? His pride rock, his area where God had given him, where he had been given authority over, right? He had a bloodline to where he was given authority. And so he just runs after this. And he gets there and he's looking at it. It's not in good shape. It's barren. There's, you know, all the animals have left. The grass is dead. Trees are dead. Like, it is a wasteland, right? It used to be this fruitful place that had so much. And so he gets there, and his friends get there shortly after, and they say something I think that is just so powerful. They say, You really want this? You want to fight for this? Because he was going to have to pursue this. He was going to have to chase people off. And he said, "You know, this is my kingdom. This is mine. And if I don't fight for it, who will?" And as I'm watching that, I just really just, God started speaking to me, and I started seeing like different faces of people I've ran on, and I'm like, man, like, If I don't take the action, if I don't step into that place of where I'm called to be, I'm called to speak to youth and to release power, and I want to see them walk with God through a young age and not have to rely on drugs or all these different things everyone tells them around them, or that they grew up in, that they're always going to be in this place. I feel called that they're supposed to live a whole life that they're supposed to build out of where they've been. And so if I'm called to do that, I got to put that into action. And so how do I do that? Sometimes I don't know. And sometimes the best knowledge I have is every day I sit down and, God, what do you want me to do? And I know through walking with Him and trusting the process, Him, and applying the plan that He's placed in front of me, I know I'm going to get there, right? Because He's a good God. He's a good dad. And so I think something that's really big for us is that recognizing what action's needed. And so I really truly believe that this next year we could see God powerfully move in the city. I think we could multiply at an incredible rate. I think God could speak. I think people could take steps in callings and destinies, and we could really radically see a city transformed. But I can tell you this, it's not going to be from me doing everything, right? Because then we wouldn't succeed, right? It wouldn't be out of that. There's things that people have on their heart that if I were to start up something, or if I try to do a dance team for the church or something, it wouldn't go well. Not because I wouldn't put the effort into it. I can't dance one, but because it's not where I'm being called, right? And there's people here, and I feel like it's people serving, opening doors. Ricardo and Marion, just pointing them out. They have served so faithfully here for years, and basically have jumped in to serve and wherever they're needed. And Marion's helped with the youth. Ricardo's been an usher for years, and just what they've done, just them taking action daily and staying here and believing the call on this place. It's taken us places, right? It's encouraged, it's pushed us. And so what I would encourage you to do, I think what we're going to do for ministry time is, what I'm going to do is, I want us, if you're in a point that you just need prayer over one of these areas, I really would like us to just pray for each other. Like, I want us to, like, raise our hand and take that step of actually raising your hand, or reaching out to somebody and just getting prayer, because I think it's big. I want us as a body, you know, it's nice, like, I believe that we're called to have prayer teams up here and they move powerfully, but I can also say this, some of the most powerful prayer I've gotten is when I just raised my hand and friends who cared about me surrounded me and started praying for me. And so that's kind of what I'm going to pray for us real quick, and then I'm going to give a little bit more clarification and just have people raise their hand. So, dear God, I thank you for this just amazing group of people I get to do life with and be part of a family, Lord. I ask that as we just do this Christmas season and start this new year, that we get on the same page with you, Lord, and that we just hear exactly what you have for us, Lord. I thank you just for allowing me to serve this body and just love people the way you've called me, Lord. I just ask that as I start this year, I'm able to serve these amazing people and just build friendships, Lord. I'm so thankful for the friendships I have here, Lord. Amen. So what I'm going to do now is, if everyone will stand up, if you feel like you're in one of these spots and you just need prayer, if you're at the point of you feel like you need a word, if you feel like you just need confirmation or encouragement, or if you just need encouragement to take action on something, I just want us to, like, just raise your hand. It doesn't have to be too crazy, but if you feel like that's you, just raise your hand. All right, we got someone in the back. And if you just need prayer today for even anything, really, I just want us to feel released to go pray for people too. And so, all righty, Pastor Allen, you want to wrap this up and let people pray? So y'all are released. Just start praying. I'm going to hand this over to Pastor Allen.
Okay. Thank you, Tyler. Thank you. Let's give him a hand. Thank you, Tyler. I was so proud. None of you guys noticed. Mary and Bob are back visiting again, and it's cool because they're grandparents, and they come and see Steve and the kids, and I met them out in the foyer. You know, I didn't meet them. I know them, and shook Bob's hand, and then Mary came up, and we did this little dance because I couldn't figure out how we were going to hug, and we, like, couldn't really figure it out. It was very awkward, wasn't it, Mary? From my standpoint, it was. I made it awkward, but she brings that gift, you know, and it's such a big deal what they do. So I believe Tyler stirred that up in us. Some of us need to take our next step in our spiritual journey. And I love what Lisa did with the offering. It was practical. I love hearing that stuff. Like, you know what? That's something. Practical is a very important part of our lives, and we give that to the Lord. So I don't know what your next step is, but you need to take your next step. And that's what Tyler's talking about. So this morning, we just want to pray with each other. So you're released. If you have, you just feel like you need to pray for somebody, go pray for them. If you would like prayer, just slip your hand up, and we're just going to be dismissed now. And after you get prayed for, after you pray, thank you for being here. Don't forget, next Sunday is Christmas Sunday, this 22nd. We're going to be actually celebrating our Christmas here. So don't forget, that's going to be it's going to be a really good day. It's going to be a fun day, okay? So thank you for coming. God bless you guys.